Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Stylish Bride Podcast, the show dedicated to all things bridal style and empowering women to be their own muse. Since 2004, we've dedicated ourselves to helping brides feel confident, comfortable, and beautiful on their wedding day. It's a long and winding journey, my friends, but we are here to tell you that you can do it, and we will show you how. Now, let's get you dressed, styled, and down the aisle.
Welcome back to another episode of Dressed, Styled, and Down the Aisle podcast. I'm Harley, the business manager here at The Stylish Bride, and I'm filling in for Dee today while she's out with clients.
Thank you, Harley. I'm so excited that you're here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. And today we're going to be talking about decision-making, how it pertains to the fashion components of your wedding, and obviously, most importantly, the wedding dress.
Yes, I love this topic. I'm very excited about it.
Well, I cannot wait to get into it. So I guess as a starting point, why are you so focused on this topic? Is it really that important to understand your decision-making style throughout this process?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think about this all the time, and I don't necessarily talk with the clients themselves about it, but I really focus on it because I don't know, it's one of those things that you don't necessarily think about as a bride, like understanding who you are and how you process information, but it's a really critical piece to understand about yourself because you're faced with so many decisions throughout the wedding process. And of course, we're focused on the fashion. So that's the lens that I'm looking at this through. But really, I mean, the number of decisions a bride has to make, I don't know if anyone has ever done a study on that, but it's astronomical.
I'm sure it is. I can't imagine.
It really is. The fashion is, God, I mean, hundreds of decisions. I can only imagine with all of the other categories involved, what that looks like.
Right. Especially these days when there's so many additional elements going into weddings that are maybe newer than they were before. I mean, I got married almost 5 years ago, and the elements that people are adding onto their weddings. We have social media people that you hire to basically follow you around to create content. I mean, all of these new additions, I can't imagine the amount of decisions and thought process that goes into each these days.
No, it's true. I mean, I was married 22 years ago and it was basically a rehearsal dinner and then the wedding. Mm-hmm. But today they've got so many events. I mean, the average wedding we work on, I think, has something like, I mean, at least 5 or 6 events just that weekend. So It's like that decision, like the decisions that I had to make, which felt so overwhelming, now multiplied by 4 times, I guess.
It is crazy.
The reason, I guess, talking about myself, I've done a lot of self-reflection because, as you guys probably already know, I struggled so much with my own wedding process, which was great in the end because it planted the seed for this business. But I've done a lot of like soul searching as to why I had that trouble just in the context over the years. And I think one of the big reasons was actually my decision-making style. And my whole life, I have had a really hard time. And I always thought it was because I'm a Libra and I weigh the pros and cons of everything and the scales on the zodiac sign. And listen, maybe that is a little piece of it. But I think that for me, I've just always struggled with decisions and understanding what it is that I want. And that has led me to, before I understood that there were actual terms for this, I would call myself an agonizer because it was so hard for me to make decisions, whether it was like literally, where are we going to order takeout from tonight? Or what wedding dress do I want? And in a lot of ways, it can be very debilitating because it's just so hard. So as I started to try to understand this and do research on it, I realized that especially in terms of wedding dresses and wedding fashion, there were two types of decision makers that I saw the most in our clients over the years, and they are maximizers and satisficers. And so I'll start with what I perceive to be the better of the two, which I am not. Maybe it's my envy, really. A satisficer is a person that needs to see a certain number of options, and that number differs for people, but let's just call it 5, and understands the differences, thinks about it, makes a decision, and is happy with their choice, versus a maximizer like me that needs to know they have seen every option of every possible iteration of dresses out there in the world, and then struggles to make a decision, struggles to understand what they want out of it. And then ultimately, when they do decide, has a much larger rate of dissatisfaction with the actual decision, because you've weighed the pros and cons so much that it's hard to feel good about what you ultimately decide. In fact, I'm actually dealing with this literally at the moment because I'm trying to figure out I need a new car and it's driving me insane. So I'm just like making a knee-jerk decision after a lot of research, but because I just can't decide and I can't think about it anymore. So I think that is sort of a reality in some cases where you have to just pick eventually. So when you're a maximizer, you really, it can be a hard thing to go through.
It's really interesting to me how much science goes behind identifying which one you are and then how it plays to any aspect of your life. Obviously, in this instance, we're discussing the wedding dress and fashion elements for the wedding. And obviously that is a huge decision, but also just how it plays into, like you said, what to order for takeout tonight. So I think it's so interesting how it really just kind of goes within every element of somebody's life, no matter how big or small.
It's true. And it all gets manifested in a wedding. I think that this is sort of like the crucible of moments in a woman's life in some ways, because you have all of these high stakes that are perceived high stakes, and you've got pictures that you want to be amazing, and you've got pressure from your family and friends and social media and all of this external stuff that's going on that it can make it even harder. Whereas some other decisions that I struggle with or people like me struggle with have less social pressure, but it can be a lot for people.
Oh, definitely. I agree. So I guess in this instance, when it comes to the dress and fashion elements for the wedding, this is probably the best time in a bride's life, if there is one, to kind of identify which one they are and what their decision-making style is. And I guess that brings about the question is, how do you know and identify which one you are?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's a good question. And part of me thinks that you kind of intrinsically know when you're faced with this information, I guess. You kind of know, are you a person who struggles with decisions or not? But I think like so many things, there is definitely a spectrum of levels, right? So I would say I am definitely at an extreme level of difficulty making decisions. And then I've had clients who literally like try on 5 dresses are like, okay, yeah, I love this one. Like, let's go to lunch. And okay, wait, what? How did you just do that? What are we talking about here? So, and actually in the book that we have coming out in a couple of months, I go into this in a lot of detail, and I actually put together a quiz that we will have on the website that relates to the book content to help you figure it out. But I think that if you're not really sure where to start, you can ask yourself a few questions that are more in the context of life than weddings. And it's things like when you are buying a piece of furniture, for example, what's your process like? Are you somebody who sees something in someone else's homes, like, I love that, and they go buy it and you love it and exactly where it's going to go in your house? Or are you someone that needs, like me, who needs a new lamp and basically spends 3 months researching whatever it is that I want and then ultimately where to buy it, what's the best price, how to do it, da, 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 and then it finally comes and you don't know that you love it. So
all of that work and research and energy spent just to not like it. That's actually so funny that you say that, because I remember when I was putting together my daughter's nursery, I started looking at rugs for her room, probably when I was 4 months pregnant. And I did not make a decision or order it until probably about 3 weeks before I had her. Oh, I was looking for the exact color, the exact pattern that I wanted. And I searched high and low. And luckily when it came in, I loved it. But I feel like personally, I kind of fluctuate on the spectrum. Sometimes I see something and I know immediately, I'm like, okay, that is what I need. And other times there's so much time and effort and energy spent like exploring every option available.
So with a wedding dress, like when you were getting married, I know it was a very different situation, but like, how was that for you as somebody who's kind of in the middle?
It was a struggle for me a bit, I will say. So I purchased a dress that I thought that I loved at the time. And then about a week later, I said, I actually hate it, which we can also get into at a later date and episode. But So I ended up going back to a store. I was shopping for another event. Just I needed a gown and I saw this dress and I fell in love with it. And then I purchased it.
And what happened to the first dress?
It's in my closet somewhere.
No way.
I still have it. I struggled. I just did not put the time and energy into selling it, but I still have it. And then I also bought my after party dress about 4 days prior to my wedding.
Wow.
I never planned on wearing one. And then I simply was like, you know what? Let me just go look and see. And I went and I bought it. And it was probably, I probably love that more than my wedding dress itself. And most of my photos were me in it because I changed not long after the ceremony. So
interesting. So wait, what made you decide a week later that you hated the original dress?
It was the only appointment I had gone to. I hadn't gone to different salons. It was one that had several different designers and the experience was amazing. I was with my best friend and I put it and I felt so girly and just beautiful and fun. And then when I started to look back at it, it had a big hoop skirt.
Like the Southern Belle that you are.
It was giving a little bit too much Southern Belle / cupcake. And I said, okay, actually, no, that we are not going with this one. So I think I probably decided too quickly on the first one. And that was my mistake in that process.
Do you think that you're a maximizer that had a satisficer moment?
I think that I am. I do think, so I'm not an extreme maximizer, but I do feel like I lean more towards there and then a little bit towards the satisficer side. But I think that I was so caught up in the moment and wanting to get a dress and that I just made too much of a quick decision there. But
I think that that's actually a really, really good point and illustrates exactly what we're talking about. Because if beforehand you mm-hmm. had sat there and, or I don't know, what, however you would do it, even yeah. just considered like, okay, well, wait, how do I make decisions? And what does that mean for this process? So, I mean, first of all, I think people value the dress differently. I do think that everybody really wants to look and feel beautiful on their wedding day. But some people, like, I think prioritize the dress for that and some people don't. But I think that you can get really caught up. And like your story is actually a great one because you had this amazing experience, which is awesome. And you were like caught up in the moment, which is really easy to do. And I think that people like this happens. I've had this happen to clients who were like, yes. And then the next day they're like, no. but so understanding in advance, I mean, first and foremost, never make a decision the same day, but nonetheless, like that you really are a person that should probably think about it for a few minutes and or a few days or a week or whatever. So if you understand that before going in, you might be able to not get caught up in the same way.
Exactly. Living example of what not to do here. Maybe take a second. And this is why comes full circle. This is why this process is so important to really understand prior to going into it. And then you can be not like me in the process, not make a rash decision.
Well, and I mean, it's an expensive decision too. These things aren't cheap and they're not returnable. So
I learned that the hard way, that's for sure. So now that we've figured out why it's so important to identify your decision-making style, once you figure that out, what exactly does that affect?
Yeah, I was just going to say this too, because like I'm almost putting myself in your shoes and in like how this could have been different, right? And I think that so when you understand beforehand and going into it, it's like, okay, so I am a maximizer and I would encourage you to not necessarily use those words, but tell the consultant at the store, like, so I'm somebody who wants to see every single thing out there and I'm not going to make a decision today. It actually shifts the appointment a lot because they know that you're not going to walk out of that store today with a dress. And if you set that up in the beginning, I bet their experience would have been very different for you. And you also probably wouldn't have let yourself get as caught up in it because you would have verbalized like, hey, this is what I need to do. And I think it also informs your decision on how many stores you go to and how many options you see. So like you probably should have gone to a couple of other appointments, but maybe not realized that in advance. And then like you got caught up in the moment. But like for our clients, when we look at this, and we're doing our initial style consultations with them, I ask these questions to them, like, how do you like to shop? Are you somebody who likes to shop? How many things do you need to see before you make a decision? And I kind of get to this information with them because I want to make sure that I know if I'm dealing with somebody like myself who really needs to exhaust a ton of options, or if I am dealing with somebody who needs to go to the right number of appointments, and then that's enough for them. So when you're considering for this information for yourself, I do think as a maximizer, you also need to know when to cut it off, or you can literally drive yourself insane. It's funny because I actually think my maximizer tendencies is one of the things that our clients value, because they know that because I'm like that, I know what's on the market and I know whether or not they need to see something else, because I do. Like, if you like this lace dress before you buy it, let's go see this one because you might like it more, and they don't need to worry about that. But when you don't have someone like me that knows that information, you also have to have a plan. Like, okay, I'm going to go to 5 bridal dress appointments and then I'm going to make a decision. Or it can like really run away with you like it did with me when I was doing this.
That makes so much sense. That's why you're the expert. Because you have all that knowledge, which is amazing. But I guess when it comes to deciding on a wedding dress and shopping for it, it can be a really hard decision no matter which style you are. And I guess, why do you think that it is such a struggle for some brides without, obviously, it's a wedding dress, it's a big decision?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that the pressure of this moment, and I know I talk about this a lot on this podcast, but in general, I just feel like women today are under so much pressure with a wedding. And I think that as an industry, we want to put out images on social media of our very best work. And we're included in that, right? It's exciting to show people what we can do in these incredible, amazing events. But it also makes it hard for the reality piece for brides. And okay, so you're not having a multi-million dollar wedding, but you're seeing images fed to you of that, or you aren't 5'10 and a size 4, and you're not going to look like the model in a dress. So what is it really going to look like on you? And as an industry, we don't put a lot of those other kinds of images out there, which I understand, because we want to show our best work and we want to show what's possible. But I do think what ends up is that brides feel a lot of pressure to produce and make something into an image of what we have. And then, of course, there's the whole society pressure of having the best day of your life. And there are all of these expectations that are around a wedding that are different than for another party that, I don't know, I just feel like we're doing women a disservice to tell them that this is literally the best day of their life, because the pressure that is involved with that.
Right.
What if it's not? You want to have an amazing day, but I don't know, there's other stuff. So I think that for all of those reasons, when you stack all of this pressure on it, it's really hard. And I think that women also are 100% their own worst critics, and flaws that you see in yourself, other people don't see. And that this whole process exacerbates that. And, you know, instead of what, like, it happens to me literally every single time I'm with a client and they're like, well, I don't like this because it makes my arms look big. And you're like, what are you talking about? Your arms, like, in my, to me, I don't see it at all, but it doesn't matter because it's what's real to them and in their heads. And I think that we're our own worst critics. And so that just makes it so hard, and combined with a bazillion options out there for you to choose from, I think brides are just can be really overwhelmed by all of these different factors.
100%. I know, like you said, but there are so many options out there. How do you know when you found the one? And I know that you developed the shine test to help them. And if you could just tell us about that, we would love to hear how to make this process easier.
It's true. I called it the shine test because I feel like the most important thing for a bride is how she feels on the inside. And I think that feeling comfortable and confident in what you're wearing, whether it's on your wedding day or any day, is the critical piece, so much more so than how you look or what the actual item is, I mean, because you really are the difference between when you have like a great outfit on that you love and you feel like, okay, I'm rocking it and I feel really good, and you walk into a room and you're like, yes, versus when you feel like it doesn't look good, or you feel frumpy, or you feel like you're pants are wrinkled, or you're just not feeling good. And so it's like that. But on the wedding day, it's so much more. And so anyway, I'm always thinking of how can I take all of this information that I've learned over, you know, the last 2 decades and help other women that can't necessarily work with us. And so I put it all into this thing called that I call the shine test, meaning like, what is it that makes you shine? Does this dress make you shine from the inside out? And the test itself is based on visualization, feelings, and function. And to me, these are like the critical pieces of analyzing a dress. Like you, at a certain point, you've done your shopping, whatever amount of shopping that is, and you're probably selecting between a couple of different options. And this is where rubber hits the road, as they say, and you have to choose. And you can't wear all of them at one time. And a lot of times with our clients, we're buying 2, 3, 4 wedding dresses sometimes, not all for that day, but for different events. And so we can get different looks, but most people can't do that. So, you know, the first piece for me is the visualization piece. Can you really envision yourself wearing this in how you're imagining your event? And it does get tricky because, like we talked about in a couple episodes ago, visualization is a technique that not everybody really is strong in. And so that can be hard. But for what you imagine for your setting and the vibe of your event, do you see yourself in this piece? The next thing is how you feel in it. So does this dress make you feel confident? Do you feel like you can slay the day in this dress, you know?
I love it. Can we coin that, slay the day?
I know, seriously. I was like, wait a minute, am I coming up with the cheesiest saying of all time or the best? And then maybe this should be the slay the day test instead of the shine test.
Slay the day test.
And then the last thing, and this is probably a little bit controversial, depending on who you are as a person, but I really firmly feel that function and comfort in a dress is like the most important thing, because literally, if you are uncomfortable in the garment, if you are hot, if it's scratchy, if it's poking into you, if it's too small, if it's too big, if it's too long, all of these things are going to make you not happy. And it's going to affect how you feel. You're not going to be able to have the same experience that you should. And so when you're analyzing a dress, we always use a collage app and we put like the top contenders next to each other. And a lot of times people just know looking at that, like, oh yeah, no, it's this one for sure. But when you don't have that reaction and you need to figure it out, you consider each dress in these three categories and then eliminate from there. And I think it's helpful for people.
That sounds really helpful. It seems such a simple concept, right? You put them side by side and make a decision. But I personally have never thought of that. It makes so much sense. And I guess as you're going through this elimination process, if some people may have doubts, like this is my favorite, but, and you do always say that doubt means don't. So why is that important here? And how does that play into the decision-making process?
Yeah. So that's my favorite Oprah-ism. You guys are probably tired of hearing me say it, but I don't think that it necessarily pertains for life, even though I would love it to, but for fashion, I think it does. And so why doubt means don't is so important is because if you aren't feeling it and you know in your gut that you have a, yeah, I love it, but then it is not your dress. And take it from me, that but, whatever it is going to haunt you. And it is going to make you not feel the way that you deserve to feel on your wedding day. So if there are doubts, if you're struggling with a choice, don't do it and wait for something else out there. However, if you are somebody that feels like you're never really sure and you have to just make a decision, go through the exercise, go through the shine test and like list your pros and cons and list what you love, because you might actually find a but for everything and you have to just make a choice. So put limits on yourself, right? Like for me, I knew that if I didn't order a dress soon, I wasn't going to have a dress. So I finally had to just make a choice after trying on hundreds and driving everyone around me crazy. But I was like, okay, this is the best of the options that I have, and I have to just choose. So, but you have to choose the one you have the least amount of doubts about if you are that kind of person.
That makes so much sense. And I think that's really helpful, especially for, I know there are people out there that do have buts for everything or second guess decisions. And so I feel like that advice is super, super important when going through this process and really understanding yourself before you can then make this big decision. So I think that is super helpful for brides out there.
I hope so. I want to help. Like my heart goes out to them when they are feeling like that. And just, I see it all the time. And when we're working with someone, it's a lot easier for us to step back and help them through this process and really put it into context for them. But when there are so many brides out there that we don't work with and we can't, but hopefully these tools will help a little bit.
Yes. So be out there listening, brides and brides-to-be. I think that's all the time that we have for today. So we will see you next week on the next episode of Dressed Out and Down the Aisle podcast. And Julie, thank you so much for having me today. I'm so happy I got to be a part.
Harley, I love it. I love having you. And your story was actually so appropriate for this whole thing. So thank you for sharing it with us.
Of course. I'm happy to share.
Thank you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope this information has been helpful. And if so, we would love for you to leave a review wherever you get your podcasts from to help other people find us. And if you're looking for more information on one of the topics we discussed, please check out our resource library on our website, thestylishbride.com, where we have loads of free information for you. If you have specific questions, you can reach out on Instagram. Our handle's thestylishbride, and we would love to hear from you. Until next week, bye for now.